Before we share a Bible story with you, Robin, my friend here, will lead us in prayer. Let's pray together.
Okay, let's pray together. Our God, our helper, by your Holy Spirit, our minds and hearts, this is the Bible story that we share as the message is given. We understand, we accept will for our lives. For the sake of Jesus, all God's people said,
Amen.
Thank you, Robin. All right. Thank you, Robin. You can go sit down. Robin asked that God would bless us as we share a story with you. I'm going to call my friend Christine up here, who's not one bit nervous. This story has some parts where I need everybody's help. Our friends will help, but I also need everybody else to participate. There's going to be some times where the Israelites are going to respond to parts of the story, and there will be blurbs up on the screen, and that's when I ask that you say one of the blurbs, all of the blurbs, in unison, however you would like. Don't have to be in unison, just whatever line you would like to say. You'll catch on as we go through. The story is called 10 Ways to Be Perfect.
Chew.
We can share, or you could just go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So,
it's just Cameron.
Okay.
Cheering you on. It's all
okay.
Good.
So the album.
Grannies, granddads, babies, aunts, uncles, mums, dads. Children, and more babies, and more grannies.
In the middle of the desert,
they had blisters from all their walking.
Weeks and weeks of walking.
I can imagine they were tired and thirsty and much, much too hot. And so they grumbled. Oh, well done. Now, remember, because this is something the Israelites had forgotten, God had done amazing things for these, his people.
God has set them free.
Free from 430 years of slavery.
He had moved the sea for them.
So that they could cross to the other side and escape from Pharaoh and his army.
God led them with a cloud by day
and with a pillar by night.
But God's people were not happy.
Right? Now, here in the desert, they didn't care about being free. They thought life was better when they were slaves, because at least there they had lots of good food to eat, and they weren't hot. And so they grumbled. But they didn't know God very well, did they? Every day of their journey, God kept on showing his people how well he would look after them.
When they were hungry, God made the sky rain with food.
What does this taste like? This something like bread coming down from heaven. They didn't know what it was, so they called it manna, which means, what is it? Which is a very good name for something when you don't know what it is.
When they were thirsty, they grumbled and complained again.
So God had Moses strike a rock with his staff, and God made water flow from the rock. Can you imagine water flowing from a rock? God's people had plenty to drink then.
Still, the people did not trust God or do what he said.
Very right. They thought they could do a better job of looking after themselves. They thought they knew how to make themselves happy. But God knew that there was no such thing as happiness without him.
So God led them to a tall mountain.
The whole earth belongs to me, God told them, but I have chosen you. You are my special family. I want you to live in such a way that shows everyone else what I am like, so that they can know me too.
God called up. God called Moses up from the mountain.
The great mountain shook, and a thick cloud fell over it. Thunder roared and lightning cracked. God talked to Moses on that mountain.
And God gave Moses 10 rules, commandments.
God told them, you must trust me and love me more than anything else in all the world.
God gave them other rules, like to not kill people, to not steal, and to not lie.
The rules showed God's people how to be close to him and how to live happily with each other.
They showed how life works best.
Moses told the people, God promises to always look after you. Will you love him and obey these rules? We promise. But they were wrong. They couldn't do it. No matter how hard they tried, they could never keep God's rules all the time. And God knew that they couldn't.
And he wanted them to know it too.
You see, only one person could keep the rules. And many years later, God would send him to stand in their place and be perfect for them.
Because the rules could not save them.
Only God could save them through a very special plan.
That's the story from the Bible.
From the chapters of the book of Exodus.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So far the story. Thank you.
good.
It's wonderful to worship in a more uninhibited way than we often do. Most of us are knee-deep in inhibitions. And it'd be nice to get out of our boots once in a while. It's good. So thank you, friendship folks, for being here. I'm going to read from Exodus chapter 20 today. These are the words of the Ten Commandments. And, you know, there was a day when I was a boy, we listened to the Ten Commandments every single Sunday. And I think just about everybody in church, if they closed their eyes, they didn't need to even open the Bible, they could have recited it from memory. And I would do that for you today, except it's a new version, and I'd get messed up. So, this is Exodus 20. God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in the heaven above or that is on the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Right, the word of the Lord. Learning to say yes. So the Christian life has a goal. It has a destination, a target. We want to say with all that we are and all that we have, we want to say yes to God. Because God is the only true God. God is so good, as we sang. Because he's so powerful. He rules over everyone and everything. God has given us Jesus. God has invisibly moved into our hearts with his Holy Spirit. God gives us life. And he carries us through death into his presence. And you know what? If we started listing all the things that God has done for us, we would have a list that never ends. And when we get that, we are so thankful and humble, and we want to honor him and represent him well, because after all, we are the images of God. So what about these 10 commandments, 10 ways to be perfect That's almost scary. Perfect, man. You know, the Ten Commandments are the Reader's Digest version of God's will. They're God's way of saying, here are 10 ways that will help you say yes to me. It's kind of interesting, you know. There are lists for all kinds of things. All kinds of things. If you ever watch television or a computer, you know. There are at least 7 ways to increase your metabolism and lose stubborn fat. There are at least 3 ways to improve your communication skills. And 4 simple steps to help somebody come to faith in Jesus. And there are at least 5 steps to financial freedom and 2 steps to a better golf score. When I was in high school and college, there was a singer, Paul Simon, who used to talk about 50 ways. See, some of you remember. Hop on the bus, Gus. Drop off the key, Lee, you know. Dave Letterman used to have a top 10 list, and you know what? In the last half year or so, if any of you ever go to the Christian Reformed Church website, crcna.org, you can find top 10 tools. And last count, there were at least 19 of these really good summary sheets. Top 10 ways. 10 ways to be a caring elder. 10 ways to be a caring deacon. 10 ways to do this and do that. All kinds of good summaries, including one that says, 10 ways for people of all abilities to grow in faith. It says things like, be careful of first impressions. It says things like, build a social ramp, not just a wheelchair ramp. And the 2 things that it says that I like best, everybody belongs. Everybody serves. If you went searching for lists of ways to improve just about anything in your life, just give it a Google. You'll find it. But it's not like this is something we just invented. Not at all. The Ten Commandments are God's way of having us learn how to say yes to Him. Yes, God is the King. Yes, I belong to the King. Yes, I want to and I need to serve the King. It's the right thing. It's the good thing. It's the really good thing. So I read the Ten Commandments just a few minutes ago, right? Did you notice how many of the words seemed negative? You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, not bow down to them. You shall not make wrongful use of the name. The Lord will not acquit. On the Sabbath, you shall not do any work. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. Whew. That's a lot of not. Nope. Uh-uh. Don't go there. Nope. But we said that the Ten Commandments were God's way of helping us to say yes. How can that be? Are we just trying to be positive, you know? Nobody wants to be negative. Nobody wants to be the bad cop. Nobody wants to use the word sin. Are we just trying to make the Ten Commandments nicer than they really are? Actually, this isn't just a lately thing. If you go back 500 years, almost 500 years, 500 years, that's when the Heidelberg Catechism was written. And tucked within the catechism are a number of Lord's days, 34 to 44, 23 questions, 23 answers that deal with these Ten Commandments, and for the most part, they are a delight because they make it so clear that the commandments say no a lot, true, and every one of those no's is framed and anchored and enriched by a much huger, a much more gigantic yes. Not doing this or that, that will keep you from going in the wrong direction. But really, it's a whole lot more about the things the commandments want us to lean into positively. The catechism is a burger, a Heidelberger. That's worth chewing on. Low fat, no fluff, high in protein. It's not mostly the negatives that we avoid that count. It's about the positives that we lean into. It's about saying yes to what's right and good and godlike. That's the way to really live. It's kind of like getting into a car or a van or a bus or anything that has an engine and wants to take you places. So what happens if you get into a vehicle and you start the engine and you sit there? Well, at least we're not going in reverse. But at some point, you have to put the thing into drive, don't you? At some point, you've got to get the transmission engaged so that you can go somewhere. Living beings, human beings, say yes with every breath they have. The question is, what are we saying yes to? And to whom are we saying yes? So the catechism, the Heidelberg Catechism, has a very positive spin on the Ten Commandments. That's 500 years back. This is not just some new progressive spin. Jesus said something 1,500 years before the catechism. What's the summary of the law? If you were to explain what all the Ten Commandments were all about, to identify the core values, you couldn't do better than Jesus, could you? He puts it this way: love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. That's the first and great commandment. And the second like it is, love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. The commandments. They're about saying yes to God with your whole being. Everything you've got. And they're about saying yes to people. All people, all kinds of people. But here's an even more amazing thing. Jesus didn't invent this perspective, this positive perspective on the commandments, to love God and to love people, others, and ourselves. Jesus claimed those words from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and Leviticus chapter 19 back in the days of Moses. Another 1,500 years further back. The idea that the law was about way more than a bunch of you shall nots has been there all along. 10 ways of learning to say yes. Let's walk through. Briefly, number one, square one. Who's on the throne? Who's the master of the universe? The God who rescued his people from Egypt. The God who wants his people to live, not to die. Say yes to the God who actually cares about your well-being and who's actually able to provide. Find out what he's about. Find out what he longs for and lean in. Number two, say yes to the dignity and the wonder of every human being made in the image of God. Stop judging and evaluating and rating each other, every one of us, from Ecuador to Masquechese to Crestwood the stony plain. Life size, living, breathing image of God. Number three, say yes to integrity. Don't just pretend to be a child of God, a Christian. Don't just use the handle, the name of the Lord. Actually be a child of God, a Christian. Say yes to integrity so that the insides match with the outsides. Number four, say yes to living by the grace of God. Say yes to a rhythm of work and rest that includes Sabbath. If you can't get it done in 6 days, you got too much going, so sort it out. Sort it out. Prune, purge, slice, dice. Doesn't all depend on you. So figure out how to say yes to the God whose grace is your life, my life. Number five, say yes to the authority figures, the mentors, the models placed in your life. Say yes, in other words, to humility. We have things to learn. We require discipline. Say yes to humility and yes to authority. Number six, again, say yes to the dignity and the worth of every human being, the miracle of life as a gift from God. Number seven, say yes to the sacredness and wonder of intimacy. And even more, say yes to the sacredness and wonder of faithfulness and long-suffering love. Number eight, say yes to respecting boundaries. All kinds of boundaries. Number nine, say yes to truth-telling. Don't throw anyone under the bus. Be nice, you bet. Say yes to being both kind and truthful at the same time. And number 10, say yes to gratitude. Be thankful. All that I am, all that I have is a gift from God. This business about not having enough, you know, I need a little of this. I can sure use a little more of that. I need more. I need what she has. I need what he has. Say yes to thankfulness. Lord, you have given me so much. How do you shape a Christian life? By learning to say yes to all the things that God says yes to. The rhythms of our lives and the choices that we make, the attitudes and prejudices we have, the ways in which we tell our stories and speak about our circumstances, these are all ways in which we are saying yes to something, to someone. Mom, dad, grandparents, sister, brother, child, neighbor, citizen, church member, investor, driver. How might you lean in more intentionally than you have been into saying yes? Yes to the wonder of God, and yes to the wonder of God's image. That's the question. That's worth a chew. Let's pray together. Lord, you have given us so much, beginning with life itself. There's not a stitch about us that isn't something we've received from you. And to learn, Lord God, to see the wonder in the life we have and are, and the life and wonder of those around us, and then to act in ways that say yes to each other and yes to you. Keep us thinking about this and working at this and enjoying the journey. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.